Welcome back to the Foley Fieldhouse. Rick Grammond with you here on You Are There Sports. We are ready for round three, and they will utilize all three mats to contest consolation semifinals. Pioneers will have two young men here, starting with Derek Stangle at 113 pounds. And then a little bit later, it won't take long to get to Jacob LeBlanc at 138. Two eliminated, Ross Bozer for the Pioneers, Liam Hennessy for the Pioneers, and we've got a Trevor Redunn's championship match still to come once they start that round. Trevor will go for the 132-pound championship. So 113, 138 in this consolation semi. Derek is going to face Easton Miller from Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus. That'll be the opponent to keep the season alive. At 138, Jacob LeBlanc has Cade Jackson of Detroit Lakes. So we're not sure about which mat yet, but we'll see. As this round will move relatively quickly, able to use all three mats here in the consolation semi. So they'll wrestle this round, turn it over to the championships, and then consolation finals, and then true seconds, I think, will be the last event to see who can come back maybe through the consolation round and maybe get a shot to get to St. Michael Albertville High School next Friday. So Derek Stangle, Jacob LeBlanc in this round, and it's going to happen soon on You Are There Sports.
It's back. Yes, it's time to fill out your brackets and enjoy some college hoops. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. If you want to watch all the basketball action this year on a new TV, then visit us at Design Electronics. We offer a full line of LG and Samsung TVs, and we have the sizes and models to fit everyone's budgets. Plus, we offer professional delivery and installation, so you don't have to worry about lifting a finger. If you're wanting to upgrade your TV or add another one in the house or shop so you can enjoy this year's college tourney in style, visit us today at Design Electronics on the east side of Little Falls.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Do you have young Pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddy or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Pierce. natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil. Natural, healthy, perfect.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Coors Light, Piers Co-op, Rainstorm, Johnny C's, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Piers Veterinary Clinic, DR Trucking, Sunrise Ag, Pioneer Lake Neutral, Piers Ballroom, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Modern Farm, Hennigan Insurance, Piers Eye Care, Remax, Dave Fisher, Design Electronics, Gertz Concrete, Patrick's Bar, Bootlegger's Bar, Select Therapy, Lloyd Lumber, Farmers and Merchants, WPE Electric, Thielen Meats, and Aaron's Auto Body. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
Welcome back to the Foley Fieldhouse, the site of today's state prelim wrestling featuring the best of the best from Section 7AA and 8AA. We're into the consolation semifinal brackets. We've got two pioneers coming up here. Derek Stangle will be first up at 113 against Easton Miller from Piqua Lakes Pine River Bacchus. Miller losing in the semis to number one Tyler Wells. Derek had a advancement by way of default in his consolation quarter. Derek lost in sudden victory 3-1 to Anthony Nelson of Mora in his opening match today. And then for Jacob LeBlanc, like Derek, a winner due to default in this bracket, the consolation round. So Jacob LeBlanc will see a familiar face in Detroit Lakes' Cade Jackson. So tough matches for both LeBlanc and Stangle coming up. But let's say that it's tough matches for Miller and Jackson as well. So Derek's going to be up first. Just a matter of what mat he's going to be on. They are using all three mats. I think Derek's going to be over on mat one. That's where he's kind of hovering around right now. I see him right behind Coach Zajac and Young over there, keeping an eye on that match. So I think that's the mat that Derek Stangle will be on. And I think he will be up next. How close are they to being finished over there? They are 30 seconds away, it looks like, third period. So let's take a break here. Derek Stangle should be ready to go when we return to Foley.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a Thielen Meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Minnesota.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
Mat number one is the mat for Derek Stangle. He is checking in at the table against Easton Miller out of Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus. Derek, the red ankle band, and they are underway. 2-minute periods here. And Stangle locks him up. Both guys out of section 8. Derek losing in sudden victory in his opening match, advanced by default in his quarter. There's a fireman's carry by Stangle for two. And he's getting back points. And he will go up. What did he get, a two or a three? They give him two. 4-0 for Derek Stangle. And the start again. So a good start for Derek. We'll keep an eye on, just make sure that they don't sneak a Jacob LeBlanc match in. Again, they roll off the mat over there. 4-0 lead for Derek Stangle, trying to get to the third place match and potentially a true second. Deep waist ride here to the left side by Stangle. Derek, the sophomore. Miller, a sophomore as well, from Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus High School. The road crew. Still a 4-0 lead with 50 seconds to go. Derek Stangle. Nice fireman shot and two near fall to put him up 4-0. Still riding here as Miller tries to bridge up. Now Miller almost stood, got taken down again. Return to the mat by Stangle. 30 to go. Stangle controlling the power half on the left side. Referee saying something to the young men out there. Both sophomores. Not sure if Miller is a Pequot Lakes kid or a Pine River Bacchus kid. There is a stalemate. 4-0 for Derek Stangle. Restart. No, a caution. They get Miller cautioned. And now it's clean on the start. Roll through. Miller tries to switch. Miller's going to come out of this. Miller's going to switch and get two. Ew, did they get it? Did Derek lose control? Referees are talking. Time ran out on the period. They're going to give one escape. So no control, but they did give the escape point. So it's 4-1 for Derek Stangle. Both the... Oh, here comes Jacob LeBlanc now. So we're going to have both guys going. LeBlanc in the middle on mat two. And the second period for Stangle has begun. So our two consolation semis are underway. Glad I got two eyes, one to the right, one to the left. Stangle broken down. LeBlanc trying to fight off a single leg shot here by his opponent. This is Cade Jackson of Detroit Lakes. Again, a Section 8 AA foe for Jacob. He's trying to whiz her out of that attack there. Shrugging off, extending that right leg. Now Jackson could not finish, and Jacob is up and out. Still 4-1 over there for Stangle with a minute 20 to go. Scoreless in the first for Jacob LeBlanc. Neither Derek or Jacob wrestled in the quarterfinals. Both their opponents defaulted out, so... This is their second match. The third match for each opponent. Ooh, Derek got stacked up over there. Derek gave up some back points on a tilt. And did he give up three to tie it or just two? He gave up three. They're tied at four with 50 seconds left. Scoreless with a minute to go for LeBlanc. LeBlanc gives up two. 2-0 Jackson, and it's 4-4 for Stengel and Miller. And Stengel and Miller stop with 34 seconds left in the second. So Stengel is tied. LeBlanc trails. Here comes the Granby try for LeBlanc, looks like. He's got a trying to reach back for that leg. 22 seconds left. Stengel able to stand. He's going to be returned to the mat again by Miller. Miller ties it up after trailing 4-1. Now it's 4-4 with 18 seconds left. It's like Miller wants to cradle over there against Stengel. He's close to locking that up, but good job there by Stengel. And now LeBlanc and Jackson have ended their first period. Cade Jackson of Detroit Lakes leads 2-0, and the second period ends for Stengel. They're tied at 4. Third period and second period coming up, and Miller is going to go on his feet, or he's going to go on top here. Looking over to his bench, he's going to ride here. Stengel down. LeBlanc gets on to start his second period. Derek up. Can he free hands and get out? He turns into Miller. Miller drops down to the ankle. Coach Toops up yelling to Derek. Coach Zajac is in Jacob's corner. Jacob gives up the escape, so he's down 3-0 now to Cade Jackson. Miller trying to attack on the hips here of Derek Stengel. Minute and a half for LeBlanc, trailing 3-0, second period. Jackson attacking on the single leg. 4-4 with a minute and a half in the third for LeBlanc, or I should say for Stengel. Stengel on a restart in the down position. Miller aboard, drives forward on the hip, breaks Derek down. 4-4 with a minute 23 to go. That's the 1:13 for Derek Stengel. He's tied at 4 with about a minute 15 to go in the third. LeBlanc is trailing 3-0 with a minute to go in the second against Cade Jackson of Detroit Lakes. Now standing over there on mat 1 is Stengel, but broken back down. 58 seconds left. 45 seconds left in the second for Jacob LeBlanc. He trails 3-0. Stengel still tied at 4 in his match. Stengel is a period ahead of LeBlanc. Jacob drops into a front headlock. And here comes Miller. Miller trying to cradle again here. 37 seconds left in a 4-4 third period. Don't give up that cradle there, Derek. There's the turn, and Derek's giving up back points here. Miller is going to get some near fall and take a lead with 20 seconds to go. How long can he hold it there? Precious time coming off the clock now as LeBlanc drives forward, forcing Jackson to sprawl back for the first time. 10 seconds to go for Derek Stengel. They haven't put up the near fall, but they're there in the bank. And there it is, 7-4. Miller will eliminate Derek Stengel at 113. So Derek's season ends, and Jacob LeBlanc is down 3-0 going to his third period. The start against Kay Jackson. Standing is Jacob, trying to twist his hips, but return down to the mat again. Minute 45 to go. Cade Jackson up 2-0 from the Detroit Lakes Lakers, who finished third as a team in AA last year. And a one count. LeBlanc able to get back to his knees and base. 125. Jacob trying to lean back into Jackson. Jackson's got a little bit of a height advantage, a lot of leverage with those long arms and limbs. Stuffing the head now of LeBlanc. A minute 10 to go for Jacob. And Jackson again. Arms in on the waist of LeBlanc. LeBlanc to a knee. And Jackson takes that ankle, picks it up, wheelbarrows him forward. Cade Jackson of Detroit Lakes wearing gray and red. Jacob in the black and red, 53 seconds left, a restart. Jacobs got to come back here or the Pioneers will be left with only Trevor Redunds to go in this tournament. Trevor in the finals at 132. Here's the restart. Jacob able to stand up. Can he peel the hands, get out, and give him a chance to tie with a takedown? He cannot. Jackson just controls. Throws that leg in tight. That right leg of Cade Jackson is locked in. Taking all the base away from LeBlanc. 35 seconds left. 3-0 lead for Jackson. Cade Jackson with 25 seconds to go. Sneaks a quick peek at the clock. Bumps Jacob LeBlanc forward again. He's got that right shoulder trying to run it into a half. Trying to crank that over. The referee says, nope, that's too much. Potentially dangerous. And we're down to 15 seconds left for Jacob LeBlanc and Cade Jackson. 3-0 Jackson. There's a start. Jacob's going to have to find something here. He tries to roll. And try anything you got in your arsenal right now, but Jackson is going to hold on to this one. Cade Jackson will win this match. 3-0 is the final score over Jacob LeBlanc. So Jackson moves on to a third place match, and Jacob's season comes to an end here in Foley, leaving us with Trevor Redunds to go yet here in his 132-pound final match, and that is a ways away. So this segment rolled through quickly for us. We're down to Redunds left, and that'll be in our next round of action as Stangle, Hennessy, LeBlanc, and Bozer have been eliminated today with Trevor Redunds trying to claim a spot down in St. Michael Albertville. He's in good position. He's in the finals. It's not guaranteed yet. Trevor's got to face the number one seed. And then see if a true second type situation develops. But we'll see what happens. So this quick little segment here is done with. And we'll shut her down for now. And when the championship rounds happen, we'll bring the Trevor Redunds 132-pound title match to you live here on You Are There Sports. Again, Pioneers are down to Redunds, left as Derek Stangle, Liam Hennessy, Jacob LeBlanc, and Ross Bozer wrap up 2021 here at the Foley Fieldhouse. So I got about 20-3 right now. We're up to about the 152-pound class here, so this is going quickly as well. It won't be long before those finals matches get underway. I'm going to guess maybe half an hour or so. Let's plan on about 3:15. What do you say? 3:15? When we check back in here from Foley. All right, 3:15, everybody.